Welcome to Fueled by Grace. My name is Mark Shiver. Glad to have you listening to this edition of the podcast. I hope it will encourage you in your faith and build you up practically. It's so exciting to be with you and to share with you just a few thoughts, some practical things today about how to get along with others. You know, God loves us so very much. You know that the mission of this ministry is to proclaim the great and mighty love of God, that He loves you deeply, He loves you passionately, He loves you completely. Yet, in that, there are practical day-to-day things that we have to, you know, encounter. It's just part of life. And one of those is how we get along with others. And unfortunately, some people who have embraced the newfound freedom that they have in Christ, they take it as a license to forget about everything else, so to speak. And it's understandable. If you've been bound by religion for years and years and suddenly you're set free, it's an amazing thing. And it's like, I believe it's Malachi, where they say the calves just come, roaring out of the stall, kicking their feet. And sometimes when we have liberty and we begin to just be enthusiastic, we tend to forget about a lot of other things that are in the Word of God that help us to live our lives on a daily basis and get along in this world. And one of those things is, how do we relate with other people if we have an offense? If you're a believer and a brother or sister has offended you, or if you've offended them, what are we supposed to do? And it's not religion that guides us, but the same great love of God that has set us free guides us in how to relate to one another. And Jesus himself was very practical. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, he says, "Therefore, if you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering." You know, it's just like Jesus to be really practical. There's no interpretation there. There's no context. There's no great need for analysis and all of that. It just says, look, make things right. Your brother has something against you. Deal with it. You know, don't let it linger. In fact, Jesus also talked about Matthew chapter 18. In verses 15 through 17, he talks again about practical application of this great love of God. He says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. And he goes on to say, if he doesn't listen to you, take some witnesses and then finally tell the church. But I want to focus in on this first verse, verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Folks, there are a lot of people in the church, in the body of Christ, who have yet to learn that gossip is not good. And sometimes if someone hurts us, instead of going to that person, as Jesus spoke of here in Matthew 18, we want to talk to other people. We want to complain. We want to gripe. We want to possibly malign and injure the character of the person who has sinned against us. And folks, I understand that. And you know what? God understands it too. He knows that we're human. He knows that we have these inclinations of self-preservation. And by golly, he did this to me or she did this to me. And I am not going to let it just linger or just, you know, sit around and not be dealt with. Buddy, I'm going to talk to somebody. I'm going to spread gossip about this person. How dare they hurt me? And you know what? Jesus is saying, no, don't do that. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. I love it because sometimes we catch these things even in prayer. Would you pray for me and brother so-and-so? You know, he really hurt me and, you know, he's not very mature in the Lord and he did this or that, and next thing you know, your prayer request is nothing but, you know, party line gossip. And it shouldn't be that way, folks. Jesus himself, so practical, so real. Go to your brother one-on-one. Be transparent. Talk with your brother. And so often we want to avoid conflict, and that's a natural thing also, particularly with certain, you know, personality types, the way God has wired us. Some people love conflict. They just charge right in. Others don't want anything to do with it. And yet somewhere there's a balance in that we need to have these conversations with our brother or with our sister. Now, what happens when that happens is that there's restoration, right? Jesus said, if he listens to you, you've gained your brother. That's awesome. Jesus was all about restoration. He restored us into a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. And he gave himself for us. You see, Jesus was others-oriented. And so often in the church today, we are not others-oriented from our heart. We may serve because we feel like it's the right thing to do. But we need to understand that Jesus was completely selfless, right? You don't come to earth and allow yourself to be crucified for others if you are focusing on yourself, if you are selfish. And because of the example that Jesus gave, we too can walk in an attitude of selflessness towards others. Now, I'm not talking about getting, you know, religious, getting bound up, even in this. It's all part of the character of Christ. And so as we look to him, you see, folks, everything probably that I will ever preach about the love of God comes back to the instructions in the Bible to look to him, look to him. You see, he's our example. His character is so perfect, and it can help us and guide us in dealing with our brothers and sisters. Look to him, the author and finisher of your faith. Look to him. Look to him. Don't look to your own devices and your own need for revenge or justification or defense, but look to Jesus and the example that he set, and understand that he gave his life so that we can even be having these kinds of conversations about how to gain back a brother that may have offended us. God is so good, and he's so practical. And today, I would like for you to just think about God's love and how much it is changing your life. God's love will change your life. Spend some time today thinking about God's love. If you've got a brother or a sister that you have an offense with, or that may have something against you, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and show you how to practically do what Jesus said. Go to that person and just talk with them and try to be reconciled. God was reconciling the whole world to himself in his Son, Christ Jesus, dying on the cross, not counting man's sins against them anymore. How much more does God want us to be reconciled to our brothers and sisters so that we can have a unified body of Christ, not one that is splintered, not one that is fragmented, but a perfect bride? And, you know, unfortunately, we are still imperfect in our bodies, and sin is in our members. And so we have a process of renewing our minds that we're going through. And that means that we're going to stumble, we're going to fall, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to have anger and jealousy and resentment toward other people. But Jesus is saying, look, here's a good way to really promote unity in the body, and that is go to your brother, go to your sister, and just talk it out. And again, he says here in Matthew 18, they might not listen to you, but at least you're not holding on to something that will turn into a bitterness into your heart and soul. Folks, holding a grudge, not going to a brother or sister and being honest, it'll eat you up. It'll turn into bitterness, and it can make you sick. I'm serious. I'm telling you that bitterness is not good. It is not good. But with healthy relationships that are honest and transparent, that are moving forward because of God's love. You see, all of this goes back to understanding that God loves us. For example, when you believe and understand and see the truth that God loves you and has forgiven you, is not counting your sins against you anymore, Well, you can begin to forgive those who have offended you. And boy, isn't that hard? We want them to pay. By golly, we want them to suffer. And yet, while we may be sitting around holding a grudge against somebody, I guarantee you, folks, they're not even thinking about the thing that is eating away at us. And so God is wanting us to walk in unity and walk in peace and walk in love and harmony with our brothers and sisters. So if you have an offense against a brother, if someone has offended you, go to that brother, go to that sister, and talk it out. You know, if you need to, ask them to forgive you. You know, brother, I know I've done you wrong, and I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? You know, God is not counting our sins against us anymore, but we can forgive each other. In James, forgive one another and be healed, right? And so let's do that today. If you have relationships that need mending, ask God to help you. And remember that Jesus was all about others, and that's the way his character is at work in our lives, being all about others and walking in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. I hope this has been practical to you today. The bottom line is just have those tough conversations, and God will help you. He will guide you. And let me just give you this really cool result. When you do these things, you're going to be so happy. You're going to be so free, so filled with joy inside. You know, there's nothing like having a relationship that is soured. It's awful. You think about it all the time. But if you can go to that person and see the healing power of God right before your very eyes, restore your relationship. Oh my goodness, it's a time for shouting, I'm telling you. And so pray and ask God to lead you and walk in his great love, because the bottom line is, it is his love that motivates and that prepares our hearts to be able to walk in unity with one another and not have things between us that are holding us back from all that God wants to do in our lives. I really appreciate you listening to the podcast, and all we ask is that you share it with someone else if you've been encouraged. Perhaps someone you know has some tough relationships that, following the advice of Jesus, to simply go to that person and, you know, gain their brother back, gain their sister back. Somebody might need that you know. Somebody that you know might need to be encouraged and built up in this manner. So go ahead and pass it along and let them be encouraged too. Until next time, thank you for listening to Fueled by Grace.